Heroin is one of the most potent and addictive substances that exist. In a big city like Seattle, heroin is everywhere. In fact, heroin caused almost half the drug-related deaths in 2014 alone. Heroin in a smaller suburban town may come as more of a shock to people. Radioactive reporter Brian Freeland has more.
I went to Kentwood High School in Covington, Washington. This is where I first met Alyssa Gardinier. I was a naive freshman, she was a cool junior, a child of theater, smiling, cheerful, and happy. Or so I thought. Little did I know of the dark secret that possessed her ever since childhood. When she was 10 years old, she found the spot where her parents hid the alcohol. The moment it first touched her lips, she was addicted to that escape. In middle school, smoking weed took away her social anxiety and allowed her to be the person she'd always wanted to be. It escalated from weed to other popular drugs such as Molly, ecstasy, and meth, but nothing could give her the escape she craved. So she turned to heroin when she was 14.
What people don't tell you about heroin, they tell you all the scary stuff, but the scariest thing that they don't tell you is that you are gonna love it. Like, you're gonna love it so much, and it will trick you because you just think, oh, this is nice. It's not that big of a deal.
Heroin, like the weed in middle school, made her more comfortable. She could finally talk to people, something she'd been struggling with for a while. She was happier, more liked, both by herself and others.
I thought it was a blessing because I could focus in school.
Eventually, she went back for more, doing anything she could to pay for that escape. She used her own money for heroin. Her reasoning was that it was hers to do what she wished with. Then she started selling her parents things, stealing, and even begging on the streets.
I did some pretty bad things. You know, things that I would have never imagined myself doing, but it just escalates and escalates. And that desperation and the way that the drugs make you feel, it doesn't even matter at that moment what you do. You just have to get money anyhow, any way to get your dope. That's what you have to do in your head.
She was unpredictable, a wild card.
My own family didn't even know who I was anymore. I didn't even know who I was anymore.
Her mom discovered some dirty needles and confronted her. At first, Alyssa was tempted to lie, but decided to finally come clean.
I got honest for the first time, probably ever, about this. And I went to her and we cried together. We talked about what we were gonna do. We discussed treatment. And that's the first time we really, like, came together and tried to come up with a plan.
As much as it frightened her mother, it might have had the biggest impact on her dad.
He was pretty devastated. He had been an alcoholic pretty much my whole life. And so there was a lot of guilt there, and he thought that maybe it was his fault. Me watching him could have led to me using. It wasn't until I went to treatment and we all met with a counselor that I realized really how much it was affecting him in every aspect of his life.
Her journey began with a 134-mile drive to a treatment center in Yakima.
And I had no intentions of staying here, but as time went on, I realized that I really did want to stay sober this time.
But her journey was long from over.
I got a little bit cocky and I thought that I did have it on my own. I made it to about 9 months of sobriety and I had a job. I had a house to live in. I had real friends. I had built my life up and I had a lot to lose.
And then Alyssa relapsed.
And that's just the way addiction works. You fool yourself into thinking that something will never ever happen again, or it won't be me, or I won't do this. And that's just justifying your use, and you'll be exactly back where you were, or you'll be sleeping on a church bench, not knowing where to go or what to do.
Alyssa decided to try again. Today, Alyssa is 20 years old and living 11 months clean in Yakima, working as a daycare teacher and living every day to the fullest.
I don't feel this constant pressure to have to go out and do something or be somebody that I'm not, or I can just focus on being me.
Through the many struggles life's thrown at her, as well as this major roadblock, she made it and has come through a better person. From Radioactive, this is Brian Freeland.